Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. God is in the miracle-working business, beloved. And I don't care how the enemy might have tormented you and told you that God's not going to answer your prayers. He is a liar and the father of lies. That's what Jesus had to say about him. We've been looking this week at a passage of scripture found in the 5th chapter of the Gospel of Mark about the woman with the issue of blood. And I think perhaps at all times or at many times we might be able to relate to that dear woman, because I know sometimes we go through problems in our lives and we can feel very, very isolated, just as she was. As I shared on a previous broadcast, she was considered unclean and she wasn't allowed to mingle with society. There were, you know, strict regulations that she was really an outcast. And so, you know, many times we may not share with others all the problems we're going through, but we can be approaching despair and distress just as she did. There was nowhere she could get help. She'd spent all the money she had on physicians, and that didn't do any good at all. But beloved, Jesus is the answer, and I'm on this broadcast to tell you, I don't care what you're facing today. I don't care how insurmountable those mountains might seem before you, or how deep the valley. Jesus is more than enough. And I want us to begin this broadcast by looking at the importance of the Word of God. It says that she reached out and touched the hem of His garment. And one of the things we found illustrated in Scripture is that in the cases of many that Jesus healed, He required something of them, that they would perhaps go, like the 10 lepers that had leprosy, they were to go show themselves to the priest. He didn't lay hands on them. He didn't speak anything other than this command to go show themselves to the priest. And as they went, the scriptures say they were healed. And so our faith requires some involvement and response on our part, that God is a miracle-working God, and we please the Lord by demonstrating that, in fact, we do believe what He has promised us. And by His stripes we're healed. That means not just our physical bodies, but our emotions, the wounds that we carry, beloved, the things of our soul. He's our good shepherd who restores our soul. So let's go on in the message now. And it says that she reached down and touched the hem of His garment. Why is that important? Well, let's take a moment to see how Jesus was dressed. The master's outer garment included first, nearest the body, the coat or tunic without seam, which was woven from the top throughout. And then over that garment, there was, or cloak, if you would, there was a cloak that was flowing loosely after the manner of the dress of what they wore at that time in the East. And this particular cloak or garment had a border or fringe, and it was probably of bright blue mingled with white. And there was a special holiness attached to the fringes by Levitical law. They were attached to the outer garment, which a rabbi wore. The garment was draped over the back so that the tassel of one corner hung between the shoulder blades. And so we see that in Numbers, the 15th chapter, verse 37, it says, "The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. That blue thread, beloved, was a sign that the person was obedient to the word of God and was dedicated also to following it. So when that woman reached through the throng and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she was touching the living word of God. Now let's look at the actions of Jesus. He immediately said, "Who touched my clothes? Who touched me?" And of course, his disciples, as well as he, they were moving along at a rapid pace through that throng of people because they were on the way to Jairus' home to heal his daughter. So the disciples must have thought, "What's wrong with Jesus? We're in a crowd and everyone's touching him." But Jesus said, "Virtue has gone out of me." He knew someone's faith had touched the healing power of the Lord. And here that virtue means miracle-working power. The Greek word for it is dunamis. And note from this account, this took place without any conscious volition or effort on the part of Jesus. It says that she actually came behind him, so he didn't see her. But he knew that virtue was going out of him. And in Luke, the 5th chapter, verse 17, it's reported that the power of the Lord was with Jesus for him to perform healing. And in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 19, it speaks that the power of the Lord came from Jesus and healed them all. These passages point up the truth that Jesus healed and expelled demons by the power of God or by the Spirit of God. And beloved, we have that same ability. We have that same authority and anointing because of what Jesus has done. What she did, think about this. She spoke the word of faith, and in speaking the word, just in a similar way, we release the dunamis power of God. Why don't we see more Spirit-filled Christians moving in God's miracle-working power? Well, because it takes the word to release that power. So, beloved, what can we say as we've looked at this brief passage of Scripture? Our fears are needless. When you really think of it, oh, they might seem frightening and overwhelming as we're, you know, sitting giving in to those fears. They can be consuming. They can be paralyzing. They can be immobilizing. But beloved, we need to, just as that woman, she had faced depression, discouragement, ostracism, and yet she decided to do something about it. Beloved, when we decide to act on the word of God, when we decide that his word is true and that our circumstances, our special situations in our lives aren't immune. They're not beyond the touch of Jesus. Beloved, it's the work of the enemy to make you feel that way. It's the work of the enemy to make you feel your situation is unique. It's impossible. You know, he'll do everything for everyone else, but not for you. And that is a lie of the enemy. Once we've come to Jesus, we no longer have to be afraid. Even if we're sinners, a backslider, or a child of God who's committed an offense, you don't have to be afraid of God. God loves sinners. He didn't say to that woman, "You outcast, you unclean thing." Instead, he welcomed her, and he called her daughter, a term of affection. She wasn't only afraid of people, of God, her own physical illness, but she was probably afraid because of that she was poor. She'd spent all her money on doctors. She'd spent everything she had for cures of the day, but she got no better, only worse. And if something didn't happen soon, she would starve. Jesus knew that she was in fear, even after she had been healed. And so what happens then? We see a beautiful expression of his love to release her from all her fears. He told her, "Be of good comfort, be of good cheer." That Greek word, tharsio, meaning take courage or cheer up. Beloved, that's what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to many hearts today. What are you facing? Take courage, cheer up. The Lord is with you. He's saying the same to you and me today to release you, beloved brother, sister, from whatever you're fearing, whatever you're anxious about, whatever you're troubled about. Be of good cheer. First of all, he frees us from our sin and all its filthiness and all our own unrighteousness. And secondly, he frees from fear if you will believe him. Jesus sends her away, go in peace, commanding her and commending her, of course, for the faith that she had and assuring her of the completeness of her fear. Saints have no place for fear in their lives, beloved, except the fear of the Lord. We can be tempted with fear. Look at David in Psalm 55, verses 5 through 6. He says, Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. My goodness, some of you are feeling that way right now. If you could just, you do anything, if you just run away, just, you know, go in a cave somewhere, just get away from all of your problems. But beloved, the Lord is here. He's present on this broadcast with us to minister to you. Let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come and take authority, Lord, over fear and anxiety that's troubling your people. Lord, fear is of the enemy. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And I come against the spirit of fear that is attacking and oppressing your people, not just in terms of physical health. Fear for loved ones. What's going to happen to that daughter? What's going to happen to that loved one? I take authority over fear, and I release the faith and trust of God that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, brother and sister, you'll put away that fear, and in the name of Jesus, arise, be made whole, in the name of the Lord. He is our God, he is our refuge, he is our defense, he is our mighty God, and no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, no weapon that the enemy will bring. Every lie, everything that he speaks against you shall be confounded and turned away because of the power of the Lord. Receive right now in the name of Jesus, that which you have need of. Praise God. Well, I thank the Lord for the privilege to be able to minister to you, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow. We're going to continue on and conclude this broadcast. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.